The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menaches Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. If we just go back to the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chelbo, he said, I saw that Rav made in his mezuzah, he made the Parshias Stumis. That means Parshias, between the Parsha Shema Vahim Shemaya, he set up the space as we do a Stuma, not as a Psucha. So the Gemara is on it that Amar B'Shemin Lazar B'Meyer, Rabbi Meir would do the Parshias Psuches, and Rabbi Shimon Lasse says, "Amati leRebbe, why is it that you do Psuches? Amali hoyel ve'in smuches min hatayra. Since they're not smuches min hatayra, so therefore I make them Psuches." Now, the Shakla Vataria, before we get a little further, needs a little Havana. What is a Pshat? Disciple in Kilis Yaakov, Menachas Simachov Aleph, says, perhaps this is a Pasha Pshat, he says like this, that even though the Pasha Shema is Stuma in the Torah, but it's not Stuma with the Pasha that's afterwards. And anyway, Parshas Shema and Vahim Shemai is already divided with a big space in between it. So anyway, it's not, meaning he's understanding that the relation, that part, Stuma Psucha perhaps has to do with the relationship between one Parsha and the next. There's such a Havan in Shut Mashal. But since anyway over here, it's not Stuma to the Parsha that's following it, in the Torah it's Stuma to the Parsha following it. But here anyway, it's followed by Vayim Shemai, that's quite a distance away. So anyway, it's already divided. So therefore, it's okay to make a psucha because v'hayim shema in relationship to v'hayim shemaya is like a psucha. Now, it's important to see what the Rid says. The Rid in the Pesukei Rid says like this. When Rabbi Shimon Lazar told Rabbi Meir, why is it that you make it, psucha? So the Rid says like this, Va'isa Parshiaseha Psucha Shayiminich Arve Benem Shayirokeshte Parshias. It sounds like from the Rid, which we're going to see further, if it would be Stuma, there would be no space at all, which is what he says earlier when he explains the Gemara, that over here Stuma means let's just back up. He says like this. He says in the Gemara earlier when it says, "V'aisa pashe'a stuma shalehim miniach revach min parsha shmal parsha tzvahayim shemaya." He said, even though in the Sefer Torah there's a space in between, he says the Sefer Torah is meant to learn from. And in order that person to have a opportunity to bain in by parsha la parsha, so you need to have a revach in between it, like we find the Tes Kahanim, that when we know Rashi quotes. But over here, mezuzah, that's not meant to learn from. It's meant to attach to the wall. So you don't need to have a space in between. He says, rather, what it means, stuma, kaisa shen kilo yiparsha achas, as if it would be literally one parsha straight from one to the next. So back to the next Gemara. So he told him, so why did he make it psuches? Hail vein smuches menatera. Says a read like this. Hayu smuches zu etzel zu betera. Afal pisha b'tayu yesh revach chalik b'neim, yisi chayshish laisa revach b'neim b'mezuz. So kem alav akriya kaima. Kem at shaparshis heim chayka mizu mizu. Shezu ksuva beschan, mizu ksuva yaike, mishum hachi, ein masmich medabke v'ni eisa revach b'neim. Since they're not together in the Torah, therefore I want to have a space in between, I don't want to stick it together. That is what he says. Now, back in the Gemara, how do we paskin? The Gemara says like this. Rav Nachma Yisuch Amen Mitzvah Lasei Sitzumis, we have Dinam Psucha Shapi Dami. And this is Taka the Halacha, that our minig is that we make it Sumis, but if it's Psucha, it's Kasha, it's Kasha L'Chadchila, because It's the Gemara. We see the Gemara is based on the minik. It's not our minik if it's psucha, but it's definitely kashul chatchil. And this is how the keses paskins and the lishkas. And this does come up time to time that it, by somehow it ends up that by some mistake the sefer makes mezuzah psucha. It's important to know that lahalacha it's kasha. Now there's a arzarua in Sim Shinayin Gimel where he gives a list of psuchas and sumas in Megillah. And then, after he gives a list, he says like this, "Beparshias lo shemati imsuchas imstumas, imesavel ases instumas k'ein tefillin imezuzah." It means he gives a list, and then he says it's mesavet to make it stumas like it's done in tefillin and mezuzah. The Briska Rav on the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, and he has it also in the Sentinels and Menaches. He says in Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, in the newer edition, there's a piece about it. So he says like this. He says there are two dinim in Megillah. There's one din of Megillah when it's part of Kisvei HaKadosh, and then it's written with all the regular halachas of Kisvei HaKadosh. And the second din of Megillah is the Megillah that's read on Purim. That's the Geras on Purim. Says the Briska Rav like this, that when the Arzavu is giving us a list of psuchas istumas, that's when you're writing Kisvei HaKadosh. But when you're writing it as its own sefer, just as Igeris, in order to read it on Purim, so then we're medamit to mezuzah, and even though, like perhaps we saw in the Rid, that it's mezuzah's own because it's not read, but over here, Megill is being read, but in any case, we're not being medamit to Kisvei HaKadosh, so therefore it's daima to Megillah that it doesn't need, you don't need to maintain the psuchas and sumas like it is when it's in Kisvei HaKadosh. Now, the Torah in Siman Reish Peches and Hilchos Mezuzah says like this, that in the Hefsek, between Parsha Shema Vahim Shemaya, Nogula Saisa Sasim. Again, it's a minik, we make it Sasim. So he says, therefore, don't leave three letters, not at the end of the line, the last line of Shema, not the beginning of the line of Vahim Shemaya. And he says, if you made a psuch, it's Kshera. Now, what is going on over here? What is this concept of not leaving the space of three letters? So the Beis Yaisa quotes a Rush, and the Rush, interestingly, is trying to explain how people do it. He says we do a little bit at the end of the beginning of the line, and then you start Vahayim Shemaya and the Sipsucha, and he says he has a discussion, do we pass on like maybe these Yishalmi, not like the Gemara, etc., etc. And at least the way the Beis Yaisa explains the Rush, what's going on is over here, is that the Rush follows the Shita that three letters is already enough of a parsha, as the Torah says elsewhere in Siman Ayin Resh Hey. So if you can have a space of three letters at the end of Shema, so then it's going to be a psucha. So therefore, or if you leave a space in the beginning of Ahim Shema, it's going to be a psucha, and he prefers to have it stuma. So therefore, this is why the Torah says that you shouldn't have a space of a three letters in either spot. And the Beis Yosef asks that, so how does this work? Since he doesn't have three letters space at the either line, so where is the shear of a parsha? Everyone agrees, says the Beis Yosef, you have to have a shir parsha. The whole machlekes is whether he needs psucha suma. Now again, we saw earlier from the Rid that perhaps he holds that he doesn't need a shir parsha. But the Beis Yosef is understanding, at least at this point in the Beis Yosef, that everyone agrees he needs a shir parsha. And he's being matmiya on the Torah and the Rush, since we don't have a space in any one spot, so how is this supposed to work? And it's important to keep in mind that the Beis Yosef is assuming that we need a share of a parsha in one specific spot. It doesn't work if you have it part here and part there. The Beis Yosef then turns around and quotes a smag, an Esachov Gimel, that says that mitzvah besumas yevdim besucha shapidami, and the Yishalmi passes like Rav, says the smag, and he says that Kibalti kacha perush. Lo shetei psucha legamri, shavoy shashia teisha isyes. a gimel aisyos. Lo shete psucha legamri, shem keinais a psucha gemura, al that a chalik shia psicha lekan o lekan pachas mishalish aisy b'sepish harachem, sef shita pachas mishalish aisy b'tchil shita, mokam maschel vahim shemay lekeira ba'alma lefi she'in smuches b'tayra, zi yishtum gemura. Why? So the smag is saying that his Kabbalah is that you have a partial space here, partial space here, is only heker, since they're not smuchas in the Torah, and this is a stuma gemura, since there is no shear one spot. A very interesting thing. So there's a certain tzadar shava with the rid, is that this is a different parsha than elsewhere, except according to the rid, there's no parsha at all. Masha'in came according to the according to the smag, there is a parsha, but an unusual parsha. Now the Bach, quotes the Bach says like this. He says that the Rosh has a question, and here it's a smag of Ibeis Yosef, that the smag provides a teretz to the question of the Beis Yosef, and same thing the Prisha says. The Prisha says when the Torah says we no galasei sesasim, rotzalay mesasim legamri, that there is no revach, only a little bit of space, like kera ba'alma, that this is a safe parsha, but it's not a real parsha. So the Prisha is understanding that the smag that the Beis Yosef is quoting is an answer to the position of the Torah that we don't have a two-share parsha, we're only making a heker ba'alma over here. In the Shulchan Acharav, in the Tshuvas, in the back of the Sefer, Shalosh Tshuvas Simen Aleph, says that he quotes this smag, and he says what the smag means is that stuma gemura mekamei parshas vaychi she'in shem parsha klal. It's interesting. Our meaning is that we leave a little bit of space before Vaychi. Maybe that's what the Balatanya means also. But he says that the smag means that stuma gemura like parshas Vaychi. Now, it's important. Why is he bringing this? It's important for many reasons, this whole discussion, but they are just, without going into it too much, but there is a question of how to make parshias, and as we just saw, the Beis Yosef seems to hold that you can't be mitzara for space in two spots. Whether in the maskana he's being mekabel the smag or not is a matter of discussion in the achrayim. But in any case, the Beis Yosef seems to feel that you can't make a tziruf, and there are different shittas, and sometimes it comes up that there's a mezuzah that's relying on tziruf, and some Sfaradim are concerned that, according to Beis Yosef, it doesn't work, and other Sfaradim Paiskim feel that by mezuzah there's a makom to be mekel, because we have all of these shittas that you don't need a true Shir Parsha in Mezuzah. Now, there's a famous Shita of Rambam in the Perek Beis Hil Chesvin Halacha Beis. The Rambam holds that Tefillin is different than mezuzah, and in tefillin, the parshias need to be, you need to maintain the psucha and stuma like in the Torah, and it's not kosher both ways, like is the case in the mezuzah. The Rampadava says that in zar ma'oid, that's his lashon, this at the Rampapasa and tefillin and stuma. Because parshias v'hayim shemaya, why should it be any different when what the Gemara says about mezuzah, that ha'il v'einis muchas menatayra, and he quotes Archas Chaim, who argues with the Rambam, and holds that it's kosher if it's psucha, just like by mezuzah. Now, the Taz, in Simulam Bebesiv Katan Chav Hei, so he suggests that the makar of the Rambam, that by tefillin it's ma'akev, if he does it wrong, he says we have a makar from the Gemara. It's not a hezbah, it's a makar. The Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about whether you could be married, say, for Torah to tefillin. And the Gemara says, what's the nafgamina, hacha psucha hacha stuma. Fact the Taz, but we say anyway, by tefillin it's kosher and psucha. Al karcha, you have to say, in tefillin it's likuva stuma, and that's why it's not nagei or hamaridin oisin. So that would be the makar for the Rambam. In Shuvas Mashal, Simon Lamed Zayin, he seems to be understanding that this, that the Rambam is passing by tefillin, when you make it wrong by Shemar Vahim Shemaya, is a gzera, because since Kadosh Shemahaya Kiviyach Arsmuchas Menataris, he didn't maintain the right psucha over there. So therefore, he seems to be learning that we make a gzera and we passel by the other parshas at over there. Now, the Beis Yosef, in Simon Lamed Beis, he brings on the Bermiri Abu Half, that is, we know there's a machlokes, how to make the parshas, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, and it's just interesting to point out that, the Gra and the Taz, the Gra agrees with the Taz that there's a way of being Yaitzel Kuli Alma, but when Rabbi Saul Sklover quotes from the Gra that if someone would need to, would want to be Yaitzel Tfilin and Libet Kuli Alma, he would have to put on a large number of pairs, one of the reasons he says over there is because he wants to be Yaitzel both according to the Rosh and the Rambam. But, so it's interesting, and it's been pointed out that in the Shulchan Aruch, the Gra holds there is a way of being Yaitzel Kuli Alma. Okay, but the Beis Yosef, in Simon Lamed Beis, holds there isn't, but he quotes him in the Mir Abu Hav that we do it like the Rambam, and why are we not choshed for the Rosh? Because we have other Rishayim who hold, again, for the Rosh, in the way you structure the parasha, because we have other Rishayim who hold that, that Psuch is also kasha, so therefore we're not concerned that we're writing in such a way that Psuch will come to the Rosh, since we have Shitas that hold that it's gonna be kasha, that it's gonna be kasha either way, so therefore we're not concerned. So similarly, this is a point that is some of the Pesachim use, that we have these various machlokes with mezuzah, so it's always a tzirf that if it's done in a way that's according to one shita, perhaps just like the Beis Yosef says over there, we can be mitzarf, so to over here, we could always be mitzarf the various shitas.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.